You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
For the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
That's right, buddy. Don't think I won't throw you under the bus if I have to. I think that's the first time you've ever forgotten. It is the Popcorn Pick of the Week. Folks, it is great to have you with us because now, all right, by the end of this segment, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have a new movie to check out. Either one you haven't seen or maybe one you've seen and forgotten about or one you've never heard of. We've run the gamut here with this segment that we do every week here on Thursday nights at 6:35. And here tonight to make the popcorn pick and just catch up in general is one of my favorite comedians. He's a Wisconsin native son, and he joins us over the stream, Mr. Tom Clark. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing very well. How are you, Tom?
Good. Now, I've got an idea, you know, I for the handshake day, but this is how to avoid handshakes.
Okay.
Media, you shake someone's hand. Smell your hand.
I have to come clean, Tom. I told them your joke earlier. I kind of mentioned that. But of course I footnoted because it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen when you do that joke. And the way you smell your hand is just gorgeous. So that's a great one. I told people also that I didn't know you were a friend of Rich Talarico's as well. You probably know him better than I do, but Rich has been on this show several times. Great guy. And we did this fantastic read through of his new script. I won't divulge any details, but it was over Zoom and you played the lead role and you were fantastic, buddy.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. I've known Rich. The funny thing, I saw Rich perform at Second City like in 1999. I think Stephanie Weir was in that company at that time. And he did this, they were playing freeze tag and he did this thing where he's sitting down and Stephanie Weir's like this and they say freeze and Stephanie Weir says, "I'm a ballerina." And Rich says, "That's not going to bring your mother back." and that line just killed me. He's like, "I'll be upstairs polishing my gun."
man, that's great.
And I told him that when I finally ran into him out here. And from that, we sort of developed a friendship. And then he took my stand-up class, which is actually where that idea for the movie came from. I won't go into the details. Yeah. But I asked people to stand in front of the class and the class members say, "What do you see in this person?" So you look at somebody, you might say, "Oh, this guy looks like Biff from Back to the Future," or "This guy looks like a lumberjack," or whatever. So from that, one of the things he got was how he got his idea for the movie.
That is incredible. So that was years ago, and the script is just finally, it's funny, and that's just what happens with writing sometimes. You table something or you shelve it and you go back to it. But yeah, it was a very funny script and a great idea.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. I was surprised to see you in there. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Well, he must know about your movie career as well.
He did. Well, he said that, and he said he remembered me from being a Chicago stand-up, and I kind of remember him. I think he was just starting out in improv, but he and I did some really bad pilot together.
Really?
That's where I remembered him from, and I don't even know if he remembered me from that, but he was just a really nice guy, and I'm happy to be his friend, and he's a great guest when he's on the show, and a really talented guy.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so let's talk movies and TV snacks, Tom, before we get into some other things you have going on. How do you typically like to watch movies? What's your approach? Theater, home?
I mean, now it's all home. I don't think I've been to a movie theater in 5 years or
really?
6 years.
Pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID. I just don't go at all. I did go to see the heck movie was it? The Deadpool 2. We were in Vegas and we went to a movie. This guy wanted to see Deadpool 2 and it was fine. I don't know. The big seats and I miss like the sticky floors and the, right. You know, the popcorn everywhere. Like I'm not used to like a comfortable seat, you know, go back to the old way.
Seats are a little too comfortable now, I think. you can recline and everything. That was fun though. I remember working the road and going to movies with comics during the day, and I missed that. That was kind of a fun routine, you know.
Yeah, it's everything's on your computer, everything you can just watch. And you know, I remember this was like probably 1981 or two. I was friends with this there's like one black family in my neighborhood, and we were friends, and they took me downtown on a Saturday night, and we saw Skate Town USA at an all black movie theater. And it was the most culturally awakening experience of my life, because just hearing people yell at the screen and just the interaction with the movie itself, it was the most entertaining movie I've ever watched. You go to, like, you know, Waukesha and watch a movie, it's so like bland, but there it was like it was so active. Like, I felt involved with the movie, and like people are narrating stuff. It was the funniest experience of my life.
That's great.
But I miss that.
Yeah, totally. What genre do you like to watch, Tom? Do you have a favorite or a typical genre that you watch in the Clark household?
Usually comedy, usually somewhat poignant. Is poignant a genre?
Sure.
I mean, sort of. We like funny, but we also like something that has a little dramatic flair to it. I'm trying to remember what we watched recently. We watched this movie Thelma about this 90-year-old woman who goes on a quest to get her money back from a scammer.
With Richard Roundtree. I thought the idea. Yeah.
Yeah, Richard Roundtree. That's right. It was good. It was a little slow paced, but I did enjoy. I enjoy a movie with like a good concept, like,
yeah,
especially like a character that doesn't get used a lot, of like an elderly woman and man going out on a quest to kind of be the idea was like they're doing their Tom Cruise Mission Impossible.
Right.
To get their money back. And they're going around in like a motorized cart. And I enjoyed it. But it was, you know, it's always hard to execute in the execution of it.
Totally. I have to be honest. I loved that concept. When I read that, I was like, I cannot wait to see this. It got like 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. And
right.
I went and I was bored to tears. I was like,
yeah,
this is a real clunker. And I don't know if like they were thinking, oh, this is so cute, this 90-year-old woman is trying to get her, like, that, yeah, that's great, but it just was kind of slow, right? I don't know,
super slow in the editing, and like I get the idea of like they move slow, but it was just like you said, it was just like such a great log line, but just died on the screen.
And something we've all wanted to do as well is when we get scammed or go after scammers. But what is your snack of choice, Tom? When you watch a movie at home, whether you're alone or with Steph or whatever, what's your snack?
I mean, it's popcorn. It's the standard.
Yeah.
We're not, I know some people like to put chocolate in the popcorn or do like Reese's peanut butter cups. I can't do it anymore. I'm just, it's just gonna, I'm just gonna get way too heavy. So I do popcorn. We cook it in we just cook it in the pot and just do it old school style, little olive oil on it.
Love it. Tom Clark is my guest. He is a very funny stand-up comedian and actor, and a Wisconsin native son. He came from Milwaukee and started his comedy career there. He's joining us tonight to make the popcorn pick of the week. I'm with you too about the popcorn, and I don't mind buying like gourmet popcorn if it's already in the bag and already made, if people really know what they're doing. Do you have and the nice thing is, Tom, and maybe you can go back to your movie going days when you did go to the theater. Did you ever sneak booze into the theater?
I did not. I went on a date one time, and this was not Steph. This was pre-Steph. And she decided to buy, she's like, oh, I want to buy, you know, Southern Comfort or something and have it in the theater. She comes in and it's a handle of Southern Comfort. And we're sitting in the theater. I don't even remember what movie it was. I think it was Role Models. And she just, I just hear she gets a big, large Coke. I just hear like three quarters of it poured on the floor of the theater. Not even like subtle, go to the bathroom. And then I just hear glup, 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 into the soda glass. I'm like, oh my, this is like our second date.
Oh my gosh.
And that's not even the worst one. The second worst one was went to see Good Will Hunting at the Oriental Theater. The girl fell asleep halfway through the movie.
After the Southern Comfort? And I was so tempted.
What's it? Not even a comfortable seat. It's the Oriental Theater. It's like, you know, gum on the floor. She just dozed off. I'm like, this is not good.
Did you just sneak away then? Or what did you do?
Oh, I was so tempted to just leave the theater and just let her wake up, you know. How do you like them apples?
I was saying, was that did she pass out after drinking half a bottle of Southern Comfort? Like, you probably could have seen that coming.
Yeah, these are two separate dates. One was the Southern Comfort lady who managed to stay awake, and the other was the girl who just fell asleep midway through the movie. So,
oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that was. I don't think it's ever worked out with going with a girl to a movie theater. I went with Steph to see, I was in a movie called Freaks of Nature, and I was with Dennis Leary. And
oh, yeah.
I had a big scene in the movie, and then Steph, like, this was when there was, like, the shooting at the movie theaters, and she just panicked. She couldn't sit in the theater, so I couldn't even watch the rest of the movie, because she had sort of a panic attack with that. Geez. It's just me and girls at movie theaters. Just doesn't seem to work out
at all. Just go to a play next time or something. Go to a museum, Tom.
Yeah.
What kind of cocktail do you like when you watch a movie at home? Do you have a good old Wisconsin old fashioned or just a beer? What do you do?
I wish I had a good answer. It's literally like water. It's like nothing. It's not so not like I've cleaned up my act a lot.
It sounds like you were affected by that Southern Comfort girl. Like you thought I got to fly maybe. Right and scared straight, you know, something like that.
Yeah. I can't, you know, I not, yeah, there's nothing really, you know, so maybe once in a while, root beer float. I'll do
oh,
a
there
root
you
beer
go.
Float. We're getting fancy, but, you know, if I'm a good boy.
Yeah. I mistook you for someone who liked to party, Tom. I didn't know you were you're from Wisconsin. I thought maybe I set you up there for a cocktail. But all right, Tom Clark is here, folks. The very funny Tom Clark. We're going to do a very short break. We're going to come back and get his popcorn pick of the week. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Is the Civic Media Radio Network and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am Pete Schwabba, and we are talking popcorn pick of the week here with our guest, Wisconsin native son, Milwaukee native son, the very funny Tom Clark has joined us over the stream. We're just about to get his popcorn pick of the week. Tom, have you ever cried during a movie? What makes you cry? You're kind of a big, burly, macho guy. What sets you? what makes the rain come?
Oh my God. Anything.
Really?
If you're good at pulling at the heartstrings, I will let out an audible sob during the movie. I think I was with Steph and I wish I could remember the movie offhand, but I was just like,
did she like seeing your sensitive side? Was that a good moment in your relationship?
Oh, yeah. She appreciated that.
That's great.
She dated a lot of D-bags. So so she was, I think, surprised that I was audibly sobbing.
All right. And what about when you were, like I said, you're a big guy. You played football at St. Norbert's, as I understand it.
That's right.
And I don't think I would mess with you, certainly, mostly because I just think you're a nice guy. But that aside, have you ever been in a theater and people are talking? Have you ever shushed anybody or given them a look or threatened them?
No. this is kind of unrelated, but we were watching the movie Shallow Hal.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the Jack Black movie where he, he's dating Gwyneth Paltrow, who's really heavy, but he's only able to see their inner beauty. And
We're
about three quarters of the way through the movie, and this guy in front of me whispers to his wife, he's like, "Oh, he only sees their inner beauty." I was like, "How are you just getting that? We're way past you realizing, it was the funniest thing. I laughed out loud. Steph and I laughed out loud when we heard that guy.
I think I've told this before on the show, but I went to, I don't know if you remember, good Milwaukee comic, Mick Lazinski. I don't know if you ever met Mick.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, he and I were working Indianapolis together. We went to see Pulp Fiction during the day. It was like a 1 o'clock showing. And I think it was just the two of us and then these two other guys in the theater. And it was the scene where Travolta, you thought he had died, and then all of a sudden he's alive again. It's, nonlinear. They're just telling the story and jumping around. And this guy could not wrap his head around that. So we're like 10 feet. We just hear the guy go, "What? Wait a minute. What's going on here?" Out loud, Tom. I'm like, "Are you kidding me? You think it's an editing gaffe or something?" Trust me. They think they know what they're doing. Have a little faith, buddy. All right. I think it's time to get our popcorn pick of the week from our pal, Tom Clark. Conrad, if you please. It's the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week by Tom Clark. Tom, what can you recommend?
I'm going to recommend 1984 Repo Man.
Oh.
From 1980 with Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
I believe in one of his first roles.
Yeah. Wow. Nice pick. Have you seen that? I've seen it once and I thought it was really cool. I probably saw it in the 80s and I have not seen it since. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it recently and does it hold up?
Here's a funny thing. They would broadcast. There was one point on Channel 18 in Milwaukee where they would broadcast R-rated movies, uncut, unedited. And we did not have cable in our house. We didn't have HBO, we didn't have Select TV or any of that stuff. So you could hear swearing. And Repo Man has so much swearing.
Yeah.
And I was blown away by it. And I just thought it was so cool because I wasn't really, I was kind of raised pretty Catholic. So I wasn't really going to a lot of R-rated movies. So I recorded it off the TV and I probably watched it 15 or 20 times. It has this punk rock soundtrack. Yeah. And just so many great lines. Harry Dean Stanton's in it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just such a bizarre movie. I just love it. It sort of makes fun of Scientology and sort of the end of the world. And it sort of reminds me of being a comic because it's sort of these low-level repo men and their lives, their life sort of repoing cars. And there's a line in there. It's you know what I hate? Ordinary people.
That's fantastic.
They avoid intense situations. A repo man gets into intense situations. that's a comedian. That's the same thing. So,
wow.
Love that movie.
Great choice. 98% on the tomato meter on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it's a brief synopsis because I needed to hear this too. I knew he was repoed cars, but after being fired from his job, Los Angeles slacker and punk rocker Otto, Emilio Estevez lands a gig working for an eccentric repossession agent named Bud, Harry Dean Stanton. This makes me, I had forgotten about this movie and now I want to see it again because I would love to see if it holds up. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Great choice, my friend.
Yeah. And all the repo guys, they all have beer names. There's a guy named Bud, a guy named Miller, a guy named Oli, but that's Olympia beer back when that was a beer in the 80s. So that's a fun thing to watch for.
That's a great thing too. I remember when we would, you know, and when you first get a VCR, you just want to tape everything you see on TV because you think you're going to watch it. But like rarely do you actually record something that's great and watch it over and over like this film. Let's see, Tracy Walter. Yeah, Harry Dean Stanton. Boy, not a lot of big stars in this though.
No, Tracy Walter is amazing too. If you've never seen, he's just such a, he's like a buddy of Jack Nicholson, and he's just this bizarre character in the movie and just a bizarre person.
That's so funny.
In real life, yeah.
Tom, we're going to do the news, and I'd like to come back and play something you sent me over text, one of your first acting gigs, as I understand it.
Yes.
And we'll talk a little bit about what you have going on, if you can spend a few more minutes with us, and we'll get you out here at a reasonable hour. Sound good?
For sure.
Okay, buddy.
I'll be...
Tom Clark is here, folks, the very funny comedian who hails from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, making his home in L.A. now. It's always fun to have Tom on the show. We'll come back, and I'm going to play a commercial Tom did when he was much younger, but still just as good looking. That's coming up next. And then we're talking independent film with Grace Painter-Cozell at 720. She is the founder of Ruby Red Films. Fun night here. Great to have you with me. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Get I'm so excited for the Bruce Springsteen movie. I just so don't want it to suck. I'd be really disappointed. Big night here, folks. Coming to you live from downtown Madison tonight here at Civic Media headquarters. Great to be here and great to have you with me. Dom is riding shotgun instead of Conrad, who is slacking off and stayed in Green Bay.
That's what I hear about all the time is Conrad keeps slacking off. Like I said, I want to meet this guy.
He's comfortable in Green Bay. That's where he likes to be. And he's actually producing the morning show up there, working very hard with Mino and the mayor. But I am in Madison, and that means tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I get to have the unbelievably, remarkably talented Kaylin Cole in the studio to perform and chat about her outstanding career. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm well. I'm better than you at the moment because you told me about this car accident you were in.
Gosh.
And you're obviously okay, which is good, but that must have been kind of harrowing.
It was a little fender. You know, those things happen all the time. But I was in a parking lot. And did you know that over 80% of accidents are in parking lots?
I did know that.
I didn't.
Did you know? Well, you do now.
Now I do.
Did you know this? Most accidents happen close to your home.
Really?
Yes. So you should definitely move.
Yeah.
But that is another weird coincidence.
That's
I don't know.
Wild. The more you know.
Exactly. So I'm so glad this worked out.
Yeah.
You're in town. Tell us catch me up on what's been happening with you since you were in Green Bay with Lexi Liu.
Yeah.
And you guys performed and you guys were so great. I know you did some shows up there. That was a few months ago. What is new with you and what's happening?
Yeah. Well, I have a couple of singles coming out in the summer.
Yeah.
One in the fall, and then I am dropping an entire album in October. So actually before this, since 10 a.m. this morning, I was doing my bookkeeping and also trying to edit videos for it because, I mean, it's not only about the song anymore. It's really about the promotion. So I've been trying to get, as an independent artist without management, I've been trying to get ahead of the game so I can be back home with my family present and, you know, make sure I'm getting all the hard work done beforehand, before the songs come out, which the first one drops in July. So I have, you know, a little bit of time, but been trying to focus on that recently and been getting booked in other places, which is cool. I love being back home, obviously, but I've got some shows out on the East Coast this fall. And then I also have some spots with Elliot Boo, who is a friend from Nashville. He's from Indiana. So we'll go up to Indianapolis and play too.
How fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
You told me you're looking for a publicist or you were thinking about a publicist.
Yes.
And you don't have a manager and you do everything yourself.
I do.
I can't imagine. I love that you're still doing this, even though you do all of that. But that's got to be exhausting sometimes.
It
Are you
is.
Open to management?
Yeah,
the
always.
Right management.
Yeah. I actually have met with a couple of managers recently. Well, one, and I really love what she does, but it's for, it's not the right time. I think listeners will understand later if they, they follow along my journey, but it's not the right time right now. But maybe after this album comes out, I would love to work with her. But her and I are somewhat close. We used to go to church together. So, but yeah, she's awesome. Her name's Crystal. And yeah, she's just, she's a great friend right now. So
Is it the kind of situation where if something came up and someone approached you about an amazing opportunity, you could turn to her and say, will you negotiate this for me? Or will you be in my corner for this?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I have a couple of people in Nashville, thankfully enough, that if I could, if I'm just like in a pickle or don't know myself because I'm not that involved in the business side of things quite yet.
Yeah.
Slowly, I'm sure, but surely I am getting there. However, I am still representing myself.
Yeah.
So when it comes to representing yourself as an artist, you want to make sure that you're making the right moves, because if you step on somebody's, you know, if you step on a crack or whatever and irk somebody, that's a representation of you directly. Whereas right. if you have a manager, it comes off differently.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. The whole business side of it is so far beyond me.
That's the not fun part of it. No, it's called show business, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. But the writing and creative part is great.
Yeah.
And I've been working on my pitch as well to people. Okay. It's like, yes, when they see me and they see that I'm a songwriter from Nashville and a singer in these venues, it's a hard game. You have to set yourself apart. So it's like, how can I do that? So I'm still trying to figure that out, but I want to stay true to myself.
Absolutely. So, well, here, I'm just going to give you a quick pitch.
Yeah.
I founded this new company. It's called Schwab and Dom Representation.
Yeah.
We just started it. Yeah.
We just started it just now. He's working on the mission statement right now.
Perfect.
Yep, currently, yeah. That's why I'm not talking. Yep.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yep.
I think that you're in a great spot, though, right, in your career, because you can write about anything.
Yeah.
You don't have people in your ear saying, do this, do that. You're still just kind of free and easy. And you describe yourself as a Madison hippie.
A
Midwestern hippie. What is that exactly?
So it's funny because a lot of people think hippies are, you know, people that partake in certain activities. recreational activities.
Nude concert going and drugs.
Yeah, yes, exactly. But I wanted to give, shed a different meaning with the name, you know, give it a different meaning. And Midwestern hippie to me is just free spirited. So I put in my Instagram bio recently, it's like free spirited, but rooted in Christ. And that's kind of my statement. You know, even though I'm free spirited, I still have, you know, roots and I'm still a grounded person.
When you say Christ, you're referring to Jesus, right?
Yes.
Not Paul Christ, the guy that lives down in the first.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Not the guy that manages Ragstock over
there.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. So tell us what brings you back to Madison. You're here. You got a big show coming up. That's why you're here, and that's what worked in our favor here. So tell us what's up.
Yeah, so I am here. I came a little bit earlier than my friends from Nashville. We've got my friend Chris, Ashley, and Jared are all going to be up here. So Jared is actually a new person as of a couple of days ago. The old person that couldn't join us, he sadly has some family obligations. So we, of course, worked around that and wanted to be understanding. So we have this new guy on the road with us. He's phenomenal. He's played at the Listening Room in Nashville and as well as other places. But the tour is called A Little Bit of Nash. And so Lisa McDonough, she puts it on. That's actually Chris's cousin. And so what she does is she books the venues and obviously pitches us, which is great. And I'm very thankful for her. But it's 3 to 4 hours every single night of music. Mainly it's our own music and it's writer's round style. So it's one by one. And it's nice when you're not playing the whole 4 hours. And when you're done playing, then you have 3 more songs to go grab a drink or go say hi to somebody or go, you know, sign somebody's t-shirt that they just bought from you. So,
that's so cool.
Yeah, we're having 4 shows in the area.
So when are they? Is it this weekend?
Yes, they are. So we are going to Springfield Corner first in Dane County, or Dane, Wisconsin.
Okay.
So we'll be there Thursday. Friday, we will be in, I think it's...
Is that Cottonwood Resort?
Yeah, Cottonwood.
Okay. That's the 28th from 3 to 7 in Sauk City at Chef's Cottonwood Resort. Did I get that right?
Chef's Cottonwood.
Very cool.
Yeah. And then we have a fundraiser on Saturday. So it's the Morgan Foundation. So it's people with special needs that we're raising money for. So please come out, folks, if you're not doing anything. that would be awesome.
Are you going to talk in a British accent or sing in a British accent?
The whole entire time I will, yes.
And, I love that.
And then we're going a little bit out into Baraboo on Sunday at Tumbled Rock Brewery, one of my favorite places to play from 5 to 9.
And that's the 30th? Or is that?
That is the 29th.
29th.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's fun. So a lot of opportunities to see you while you're here in the Midwest. Yeah. That's great.
And those are all free.
All those shows are free?
Yeah.
How are you getting paid, kid?
Man.
Just pass the hat.
Yeah, just pass the hat.
Old school, baby.
Living on a prayer.
That's right. Hey, can you play something for us before we have to go to a break? We got about 5 minutes or so.
Heck yeah.
We'd love to hear something.
Yeah, so I've got this new song coming out actually in July. It's called Mistreated Right. And it's all about a play on words of this girl kind of just being done with being mistreated. And so I guess you'll kind of hear it. But I wanted to play Goner, but I was like, nah, I've already played that for Pete and everybody.
Oh, in Green Bay. Right.
Yeah, in Green Bay. So I was like, I might as well just switch it up and play
You have
this
a lot
song.
Of songs that kind of have a play on words. I like
yes,
that.
Yes, the double entendre
Bourbon
meetings.
Warfare is great.
Yes.
And yeah.
Well, or You Ain't Jack.
I think
I love
you play that,
that
one too.
Yes. So, well, this one's Mistreated Right. So.
Love it. All right, Kaylin Cole, live in the studio.
Missed out on another vacation. Southbound, guess I was mistaken. We were wrong, so I took a right onto Misery Lane. I won't lie, I know you try the best you can. Need to breathe in more of that second hand. Slow flying, I was tired of fighting fate. Time to douse those flames. I learned that first look fire is only cheap desire. And my heart shivers and I'm shaking off this rust. Sun's out, the clouds are breaking up. Took some time, but
little by little, figured out what being in love was.
back. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Are we still on? All right. We are coming right back with Caitlin Cole.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network on a Tuesday night. This is How We Tuesday, folks. Caitlin Cole is here in the studio. We just heard, tell us the name again of the song you just played.
It's called Mistreated, right. Yeah.
All right. I love that. And when will that, is that on the new material you're putting out?
Yes.
In July?
That will be out in July. Late July. So.
Yeah. All right. So. Where can people follow you or learn more about your dates? Like, I just did a Google search because I'm old school, but where can people find out more about you or follow you?
Yeah, so on my Facebook and Instagram, all of my socials I have in my bio, I have a link to my website. And so my website will take you to all of my socials, a couple of videos on YouTube, my show dates.
Yeah.
So it's all of that is in there. So.
And you've got some great dates coming up.
The
29th is a special needs show. Where's that one again?
Yeah. That one is in Fond du Lac. Let me check real quick.
But you've got a show on the 27th in Springfield.
Yes.
That's in Dane.
Yes.
Okay.
That one's in, I don't know how I keep my schedule.
Well, this is all the more reason people should go and just follow you on your socials.
Yes.
So you can not rely on me.
That would be, you're doing a better job than I am.
What's easier, writing songs or what's more difficult, I should say, writing songs or performing them?
I would say writing songs. Yeah. I just love performing. So I used to be in community theater when I was a kid. And so I really think that helped my performance and my stage presence and all that. And so maybe when I'm tired, it's hard to perform.
Yeah.
But I like to make sure that I take care of myself and my well-being in order to do those shows at a high energy pace. But the writing is fun, but it is hard work, especially it all depends on who you're writing with too.
Do you write with others a lot or you primarily?
Yeah. Okay. So during COVID, I obviously wrote more by myself and I had more confidence in that, but I'm kind of working on writing more material myself, getting back at it like that again. So,
yeah. What typically do you have a common theme you write about? Like, I know you write about love and that kind of stuff. You have a spiritual element to your music.
Yeah.
What gets you excited? If there is a topic or a theme you've come back to as a songwriter.
Yeah. I just love, like you had mentioned before, Pete, the play on words.
Yeah.
So anything that can have like a double entendre is really cool. I do have an EP called Bourbon Warfare that is out for you guys to listen to anywhere. But I would say like that time I wrote a lot of like drinking, double entendre meeting kind of songs, which they're clever and they're fun. But if somebody wants to get in the studio and write another song about whiskey now, I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, no.
Has that become kind of a hack?
Yes, it's become repetitive now to me. Just because of my personal career, I, put a whole album out of whiskey meaning song, double entendre type stuff. So I'm like, I really don't want to write that anymore. But to your question, I think it's just anything that's like a couple of double meanings, but also like a good message. I'm always working now to write positive messages. They don't have to be like corny, because there's a fine line of like the corniness. But yeah, just uplifting messages.
It's interesting you say that because I was listening to your song earlier, Better to Be Broken.
Yes.
And that's a total glass half full outlook. It's like, no, it's good that I'm feeling this pain and I'm going through that. I love that outlook.
Thank you.
And that's a very character building, spiritual, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I'm at my lowest. And that's okay.
Yeah. Right? Well, and it's like about two people that there's a lot of, especially in this weird dating world we are in now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who, you know, break up and then they try to get back together and then they break up again and then they try to get back together. And it's just an endless cycle. And I wrote that song because I was finding myself in that position. Mm. And I was like, you know what? No. I'm not going to go back because sometimes it's better to be broken off like with right. that person. Let bygones be bygones. You know, it's okay. You don't have to fix it.
Right. That's a great answer. I'm always amazed at people that like get divorced.
Yeah.
Then get remarried.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like they always think they can do better. And then mm-hmm. it's like, I guess I can't.
Yeah.
I'm going back.
I can't. That's funny.
So what do you... You've been singing since you were really young, but when... Okay. When did you have a moment like where you're like... I can do this, and I'm doing this. Was there a revelation in your life that made you pursue this?
That's funny. I have Revelation tattooed on me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is that the biblical
number? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's this crazy book in the Bible.
The Revelations?
Yeah.
I'm somewhat familiar. It's been a while. But,
yeah, okay. It's like a bunch of dreams, basically, that I think, I can't remember. It's either John or Paul, or yeah, I think it's Paul. Okay. That was once Saul. He had all of these crazy dreams and stuff given to him from God. Okay. But anyway, where were we?
I love how you bail on your own conversation.
Yes.
You're
like, right, it's my ADHD. It's so bad.
Well, let's hold on to that question because we got to do the news or intermission, as I like to call it. And then we'll come back with Kaylin Cole. She's going to sing some more. We're going to talk some more. I love that you're here. This is so much fun.
I'm glad I'm here,
and I'm going to ask you about stand-up comedy because you started asking me about stand-up comedy last time you were here, and I'm like, what are you talking about? You're a singer. You can't do this.
Yeah.
I will not let you put down your guitar and do things, even though you're funny. Dave on the stream says, The Matrix is a good hotel room movie. Yes, that is another good one. And how are we doing on time, Dom?
We've got about 40 seconds. 40 seconds, give
That's
or take.
That's an eternity in radio, according to Chris Casper.
That's true.
Craig Knitt says, Pete, Shawshank Redemption is always a great watch. I have to watch a little every time it clicks through, regardless of the location. That's in a hotel room or out of a hotel room, I guess he's saying. That and The Green Mile are two great Stephen King prison flicks. Well done, Craig. We'll read more of your texts, and we'll have more with Kaylin Cole when we come back. Then we're going to talk some Milwaukee film at 7:35. This is Pete Schwab at Nightlight. Stay tuned for Act Two, folks. It's the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.